This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released the 21st installment of the PM Kisan scheme worth 18,000 crore rupees in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu, to support 9 crore farmers across the country. The Prime Minister inaugurated the South India Natural Farming Summit 2025 at the Codicia Trade Fair Complex in Coimbatore today. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Modi said the agriculture sector has witnessed transformative reforms in the past 11 years. He said the country is becoming a global hub in natural farming and its biodiversity is taking a new shape.
भारत नेचुरल फार्मिंग का ग्लोबल हब बनने के रास्ते पर है. हमारी बायोडायवर्सिटी एक नया आकार ले रही है. देश के युवा भी अब एग्रीकल्चर को एक मॉडर्न स्केलेबल अपॉर्चुनिटी के रूप में देख रहे हैं. इससे देश की रूरल इकोनॉमी को बहुत बड़ी ताकत मिलने जा रही है.
The Prime Minister said agricultural exports have doubled and the government has taken several steps to modernize the agriculture practices. He said assistance of more than 10 lakh crore rupees has been provided to farmers through Kisan credit cards. He also gave a clarion call to the farmers to adopt natural farming practice in 1 acre land in one season to witness the amazing results. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba at Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi appealed to the public to support the Vocal for Local initiative by purchasing locally made products and strengthening the local economy. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar submitted his resignation to the governor this evening and staked claim to form the new NDA government. Earlier in the day, Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar was elected as the leader of the National Democratic Alliance or NDA Legislative Party in the state. The decision was taken during a joint meeting of newly elected MLAs of the 5 constituent parties of the coalition in Patna. Samrat Chaudhary was named the Bihar BJP Legislative Party leader, while Vijay Kumar Sinha was chosen as the deputy leader during a meeting of the newly elected MLAs of the party in Patna. Talking to media, state BJP chief Dilip Jaiswal said Mr. Nitish Kumar's resignation has been accepted. Mr. Jaiswal said the JDU leader has been appointed as the caretaker chief minister till the oath-taking ceremony to be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna tomorrow. Gangster Anmol Bishnoi was brought back to India today after being deported from the United States. Anmol, who is the brother and close aide of gangster Lawrence Bishnoi, was arrested by the National Investigation Agency. The agency said US-based Anmol Bishnoi had been absconding since 2022. He is the 19th accused who was arrested for involvement in the terror syndicate led by his jailed brother Lawrence Bishnoi. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched country's first indigenous CRISPR-based gene therapy for sickle cell disease, which primarily affects country's tribal population. The therapy, named Birsa 101, is dedicated to Bhagwan Birsa Munda, whose 150th birth anniversary was observed on the 15th of this month. Addressing the gathering, the minister said the country has formally begun its decisive journey towards becoming a sickle cell disease-free nation, marking a historic turning point in the country's public health and genomic medicine landscape. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today underscored country's remarkable progress in sanitation and hygiene under the Swachh Bharat mission, saying that 11 crore toilets have been built across the country. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of 3-day World Toilet Summit on the occasion of World Toilet Day in New Delhi, the minister said construction of toilets is a major milestone that has transformed public health and dignity in rural and urban India. In shooting, India clinched a gold medal in mixed 10-meter air pistol event and won a bronze in the men's 50-meter rifle prone competition at the 2025 Deaflympics in Tokyo, Japan today. The duo of Abhinav Deshwal and Pranjali Prashant Dhumal defeated Ya Zhu Kao and Ming Zhui Xu of Chinese Taipei by 16-6 in the gold medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.